proven that Apple security can be broken.
I mean, third parties can do it. The one nice thing is like, if you're arguing about these brick machines, is it...
Yo, this is the Fat King Mazal saying, you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Ha!
There is a LGBTQIA plus youth dance party at the Hudson Area Library on Sunday, February 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. It's open for all youth and allies. Students in grades 6 through 12 are invited for karaoke, dancing, snacks, and more. The show is supported by Trixie's Oven, Little Deb's Oasis, Spotty Dog Books and Ale, and Supernatural Coffee and Bakery. And it's from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 12th at the Hudson Area Library, an LGBTQIA plus youth dance party. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information about this and many other local events.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Arthur and Karen of Hoover, Alabama. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Every day is another chance.
A new promise to yourself.
A fresh start.
And yet, every night, all those unwanted feelings creep back in.
They slip under the crack below the door in your mind that you spend every waking hour pushing shut.
None of your usual tricks are working. None of your mental deadbolts seem strong enough right now.
They waft in, slowly at first, then with such force that they blow the door open. You're surrounded. They choke the air from the room.
You get up and pace and pace. You open a book, you close a book. You turn on the radio, you turn off the radio.
You take a bath, letting the hot water turn your skin pink in hopes that it will singe the feelings in your heart.
But nothing works, and sleep won't come, and you know it's the only cure.
You wish you could feel what you feel in sleep when the sun is out, that you could carry it with you and let it fortify you in the day and let it soothe you in the evening.
But at least you have this one thing, this singular certainty. No matter how each day goes, no matter how you feel each night, when you finally fall asleep, you'll transport yourself to the one place where every feeling feels good.
When you finally tire yourself out, when your head finally sinks into the crater of your pillow, when the heavy wave of slumber crashes over you and washes you into deep sleep, in your dreams, you'll finally reach the Love Motel. sit back, relax, and let us tend to your hearts tonight. I'm your host, Honey.
And I'm your other host, Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, you might be starting to feel the weight of winter. It's been a pretty warm one, and the days are getting longer. There's a little more light in the sky at 5 o'clock than there was, but somehow these last few months before spring really springs always feel like a slog, to say the very least.
Or maybe you've dialed in from gauzy-skied Los Angeles, where I am, where our small respite of winter rain has made way for the gloriously sunny weather that keeps us all afloat around here. Whichever coast or Midland antenna you found us on, we're delighted you're spending the night with us.
If this is your first time at the Love Motel, come on in and make yourself comfortable. We're here to make you feel loved the way you ought to be.
We're a once-a-month radio romance talk show with love advice, love songs, and our very own love line.
Call and leave us a message sometime at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. It's a very real number where you can leave us a very real and very anonymous message for us to play on the air.
You can also write to us totally anonymously by going to our website, thelovemotelradio.com. We have our episode archive there too, so you can catch up on all our old shows and take us with you wherever you roam.
We are on Instagram too, at the.lovemotel.
We love hearing from you, and we love helping you sort through whatever troubles have been weighing heavy on your heart. So please drop us a line whenever you're thinking of us.
Or just ask us to play a special song for that special someone in your life. We do that too.
Well, Donna, there's no avoiding it. The pharmacy aisles are lined in crimson and pink. The life-size teddy bears are flooding the market, and the scent of fabricated love is in the air.
Every night is special at the Love Motel, but tonight, we've got quite the convergence of auspicious details. Not only is tonight's show awfully close to a certain divisive love-themed holiday, but also because our very own love line got some love.
That's right. We'll be hearing from a lover who left us a voicemail detailing his troubles, and we'll do our best to mend that broken heart.
We've also got some super sweet song dedications that we can't wait to fulfill. But before we do that, we're going to spin you a little block of some of our personal faves.
What tunes are Donna and Honey crushing over these days? Well, we're glad you asked.
We'll be right back. If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much you'll never know. I keep telling you, hard luck woman, you ain't a hard luck woman. Red sailor's only daughter, a child of the water. Tears from your eyes. I don't wanna hurt you, girl. You know I could never lie. I keep telling you, hard luck woman. You ain't a hard luck woman. You'll be a hard luck woman, baby, till you find your man. Child of the water, too proud to be a queen. Rex, I really love you, I can't forget about you. You'll be a hard luck woman, baby, till you find your man. You'll be a hard luck woman, baby, till you find your man.
Welcome back, listeners and lovers, to the Love Motel.
We're going to tackle an advice question we got on our love line.
That's 857-DIAL-LOVE.
Let's listen.
Hey, this is Beth from Brooklyn, and looking for some advice. I'm just getting out of a pretty rough relationship / breakup, and don't really know what the next steps are, you know, what I should do, and I think maybe you guys do, so help me out.
We're so grateful for your call, listener. We couldn't quite catch your name, so we'll be calling you Brokenhearted in Brooklyn.
Well, Brokenhearted in Brooklyn, we're so sorry to hear about your tough times. Both Honey and I, and so many of our listeners, have been through it too. And that's a good thing to keep in mind as you do find your next steps. You will get through it. Don't rush yourself as you heal. That's often easier said than done. It's hard to be patient when you're in pain. When we're going through something like what you are, we tend to want to get to the other side, where we feel like we're moved on and back to our old selves as soon as possible. But just like healing from a physical injury, we've got to take our time and listen to our bodies, or in this case, our hearts. Aid your healing by focusing on the things that make you feel nourished and comforted and confident. Spend some more time with your friends. Get back into some old hobbies. These things will also help distract you from the discomfort of this transitional time, and that's not a bad thing. And if you're not already, definitely take space from your ex. There's no manual to follow for how to go through this, but no one around you will judge you for doing it your own way, as long as that way isn't harmful to you or others. You get to take however much or little time you need. Listen to your heart and your head. You'll know when a step you're making feels right or wrong, and if it doesn't feel right, it's perfectly fine to backpedal. One foot in front of the other, you will get through this. Just remember to be kind to yourself all along the way.
So simple, but so right, Donna. I want to linger for a few moments on some practical routes you can take, Brokenhearted in Brooklyn, keeping in mind, as Donna said, that everyone prefers to move on in their own way. Some people need to wallow in it, need to feel the feelings as they come, and really take the time to process. Some people need to date around, reminding themselves that there are, in fact, plenty of fish in the sea. And you're in Brooklyn. The sea is big and busy and swimming with smoking hot fish. And some people like to focus inward, like Donna said. Remember all those hobbies and interests and maybe even friends that fell by the wayside because you opted to get takeout and sit on the couch with your ex? Maybe it's time to pick all that back up, to book that meditation retreat, to start making art again, or doing whatever it is that makes you, you. But I'd like to say this, again, echoing Donna here. Don't be afraid of trying one method and then doubling back and trying another. Maybe you'll start dating and realize you need more time to just be sad and listen to sad music and watch sad movies. Maybe you'll start looking inwards and realize that, actually, you have to get laid to clear your head, and then you can come back to yourself again. And above all else, tread slowly into new relationships. Don't compare current prospects to your past, and set your sights on the future. You got this, and Donna and Honey are rooting for you and all your future happiness and heart's content.
Sometimes it feels real good to listen to heartbreak songs when you're feeling heartbroken. So here's a couple downhearted ditties,
followed by a few songs about that next step, moving on.
Stormy skies, you won't know the rain. I love you.
Welcome back to the Love Motel, baby. In case you just found us while you were cruising across your dial, we're a good old-fashioned radio romance advice show.
And we've got another troubled heart to sort out in our inbox, so let's all listen in.
Here's a submission we've got from someone we'll call Tight Lips, and they wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, I've been dating this guy for just a couple of months, and we get along great and have a ton of fun together. But I'm starting to find that he's not much of a communicator. It seems like he's uncomfortable opening up unprompted. That isn't a big issue right now while we're still in the beginning, but it does make me worry about the future of our relationship. I worry that if he has an issue, he won't bring it up on his own so we can work it out together. I tend to err on the side of over-communication rather than under, but I'm down to strike a balance that makes him more comfortable, as long as it doesn't compromise the health of our relationship. How should I address this with him? And at what point in such a new relationship is it appropriate to do so?" Well, Tight Lips, as you can imagine, Donna and Honey aren't shy, and we have no trouble speaking up in a relationship to make sure our minds are known. But we do know what it's like to want to tread carefully with a new partner who might not be made of the same chatty stuff. My advice here is simple. You say his closed book nature hasn't been a problem yet. The time to speak up is when it does become a problem. To me, it's never too soon. If there's a problem 1 or 2 months in, it needs to be voiced without fault or blame so that either a happy balance is set from the start or so that you don't waste each other's time by dragging on a relationship that is a mismatch of needs and communication styles. However, you say this isn't an issue now but may turn into one down the road, and yet you're writing in now. Is it possible there's a way in which this relationship isn't meeting your needs at this very moment? I'm not urging you to broach the subject now if it doesn't feel right to you, but I would like to encourage you to interrogate what prompted you to write into us about this right now and what you'd need from your boo at this moment in your relationship to not have this nagging worry. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, "Hey, I'm feeling a little off about this," and seeing how you can both mold yourselves into the kinds of partners that the other one needs.
In my experience, it takes a long time to learn how to successfully communicate with a partner. Every person is so different from the next, and it's important to take that into account when we try to connect. We have to learn each other's language first, and by that I mean learning how to communicate with someone in a way that they might best understand, not necessarily in the way that's best for us to get it out. It means taking the time to try and understand how our loved ones think and express their thoughts, and how they might best receive it when we express ours. How can we best be heard when we speak, and how can we be better listeners? After we work on learning each other's language, we can try to frame the issues we're experiencing so that our partners better understand where we're coming from and are more receptive and comfortable. Since you say that this guy's struggle to communicate isn't presently an issue, I'd say it's all right to hang tight for a little and get a little more comfortable with each other and spend a little more time learning each other's language. All of the above being said, there will come a time when you might have to say, "Hey, I need you to get more comfortable with communicating." And don't wait until your molehill becomes a mountain to say that either.
That last part, so important, Donna. So let's play a song or two about talking it out, since we're so fond of doing that here at the Love Motel. Here's Talk to Me by the one,
the only,
Stevie Nicks.
When the phone rings, we both know there's something happening here. There's no sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now, there's nothing here to fear. You can talk to me.
Song dedication we got in our mailbox this month. This listener wrote, "Hey Donna, hey honey. I'm feeling lonely, but not in the romantic sense. I'm just living so far away from all my closest friends and missing them something awful. Can I dedicate a song to all of them to feel a little closer to them through the radio?"
Precious love.
Lovers, if heartbreak happened at the Love Motel, this is when it would go down.
Hate doesn't exist at the Love Motel either, but I strongly dislike parting ways when we gotta.
But as Donna's always fond of saying, there's a place where the Love Motel is never ending.
Listen to our old episodes and write to us at thelovemotelradio.com and give us a call at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568.
Remember, we'll always be your Valentines, and we can't wait to see you back here next month on the first Thursday at 8 p.m.
Until then, don't forget, love is in the airwaves.
down on my knees. I've lain with the devil, curse God above, forsaken heaven to bring you my love.